Chapter 31. As soon as Pritchard's secretary ushered him into the office, the major could see from the look on the director's face that something was wrong. Gannon didn't sit down. He wanted to hear the bad news standing up. Pritchard's secretary closed the door.
Alan, I'm so sorry about this, but two of your men have been killed south of the river. Rob Tyler and Dave Chapman.
Taylor, said Gannon. Rob Taylor.
My apologies, I'm sorry, said Pritchard. I must have misheard. Rob Taylor, yes. And we lost one of ours, an MI5 officer. We had tracked Sally Page's mobile phone to a house in Wandsworth, so we tasked your guys with bringing her in. So far, as we understand, Sally's pursuers got there first.
Sally's dead? Asked Gannon.
Pritchard shook his head. They killed two lowlives who appeared to have her phone and her watch. We don't know if they stole them from her or if she ditched them. But either way, it was their death sentence. As the killers were leaving the house, your men arrived. They were outgunned and... He left the sentence unfinished. I'm sorry, he said. The major sighed and sat down.
They had UCIWs. They shouldn't have been outgunned.
He saw the frown on the director's face.
Ultra-compact individual weapons, he said. Less than 2 feet long with the stock collapsed and capable of firing 600 rounds a minute.
They weren't carrying them, said Pritchard. They had handguns.
Who briefed them?
That would have been Liz Bailey. The major nodded, but didn't say anything. Someone had fucked up. Taylor and Chapman were highly trained and had been in hot spots around the world. If they had gone in expecting to meet no resistance, then they had been badly briefed. But at the end of the day, they were in charge of their own destinies. They had been carrying the UCIWs in their vehicle. They must have made the decision not to carry them.
What about Sally? Asked the major.
No news, said Pritchard.
Assuming she ditched her phone, she must have known that they were using it to track her, or at least assumed as much.
Pritchard looked pained. She might well be right, he said. The only evidence we had to lead us to the house in Wandsworth was that the phone was there. The fact that Sally's pursuers were also there suggests they had the same intel.
The major frowned. How would they do that?
Pritchard looked even more uncomfortable. There are commercial services available, but it's starting to look as if they had help from within Thames House, at least initially. The major tried to conceal his surprise, but couldn't stop his eyes widening.
Which means what?
I'm not sure yet, said Pritchard. All we know is that a request was put in for GPS details on her phone early this morning. That request wasn't at my behest, and Liz Bailey wasn't involved.
What about the Wandsworth premises?
We got the information from the phone company. Ours was the only check made. But having got her number, it's possible that her pursuers are now using other methods. The major rubbed his chin thoughtfully.
Is there any possibility that whatever is happening is being sanctioned within MI5?
The left hand not letting the right know what's going on? That's not how we work, Alan. Plus, I can't see the left hand wanting to kill 7 of our own people.
So you've got a traitor in Thames House? Someone who is helping the killers?
As I said, I'm not sure yet, but it does look that way, yes.
The major sighed and folded his arms.
Do we have any idea why any of this is happening? Why would they target a team of low-level officers who weren't even working on active cases?
We're still thinking that they didn't go into the Wimbledon house expecting to kill everyone. That they wanted something in particular and were surprised to see so many people there.
The major frowned.
But that wouldn't explain why they are continuing to hunt Sally Page.
She was a witness. They don't want to be identified, so they want to kill her.
The major wasn't convinced, but he didn't see any point in arguing.
I suppose so. And the two people they killed at the Wandsworth place?
Pritchard shrugged. They went in looking for Sally and found 2 guys with machetes. They probably had no choice other than to shoot. They come out of the house and see your people and our officer, and they start shooting again.
So we have 7 deaths in the house and another 5 in Wandsworth. For what? What the hell were they after?
Pritchard threw up his hands. I wish I knew, he said. If I did, we might have a better idea of who is behind this. What about this Hurst character?
Not making much progress on that front. But nothing in his past suggests he'd be the type to start killing MI5 officers. He didn't make the grade with the SAS, so he was sent packing. But he was applying for other jobs in the private sector.
Money problems?
He didn't ask the regiment for help. There's a fund for helping our guys who have fallen on hard times. But he seemed to be okay. No drink or drugs problems that I know. He has a mortgage on a house in Hereford.
Married?
The major nodded. With a young daughter. We haven't been able to speak to the wife. She's not at home.
What jobs was he applying for?
Security mainly. He approached the pool.
Did he now? That suggests he doesn't have an aversion to killing people.
True, but the pool is on the side of the angels, and everyone knows that. It's a world of difference between working for them and running around London shooting MI5 officers and former colleagues.
I suppose it could be some sort of breakdown. The major shook his head.
He seems to be operating efficiently. He's not acting as if he's out of control. Maybe you could use your resources to see if you can track down the wife. She might have a better idea of what he's up to.
Give me the details and I'll get someone on it.
All I have is her name, unfortunately, and their address in Hereford.
That's enough to be getting on with, said Pritchard. Gannon gave him Mrs. Hurst's address.
If you do get a lead on her, let me know, said the major.
Of course. Gannon looked at his watch. It was almost 9 o'clock.
I'm going to head to the Special Forces Club in Knightsbridge. I've got a room there and I'll grab a bite to eat. If anything changes, call me and I'll be right back in.
He stood up.
And we're honestly still none the wiser what this is all about.
Pritchard shook his head. It's a bloody mystery, he said. And I hate mysteries.